tips for balancing life. Raj Yoga meditation and the Brahma Kumaris gave me a lot of clues to gain balance in my life. Not only emotionally, but also physically. To take care of both, the mind and body. When we meditate, we bring life to every cell of the body, and thus the body becomes younger. When you see yogis, they live very long. And they look much younger also. I learned to bring a balance in my spiritual world and my physical world. For example, I meditate and also exercise my body. One of the services I offer in Colombia is dealing with young people. Youth generally want to party, drink, and dress up. But along with it, they have depression, anger, anxiety, and too many other problems. These things are naturally accompanied by materialistic thinking. They eventually understand that there needs to be a balance. They have started to feel that true meditation and quality of life, that is knowledge into practice, is highly essential. In meditation, they feel that they are experiencing something new in a very healthy way. When someone is smoking, what is he looking for? He or she is looking for pleasure and peace and is trying to satisfy a need in a very disguised way. But the cost they pay for that pleasure is so high. Good health is the only thing which enables us to enjoy all the pleasures and joys of life. But succumbing to such negative habits, their whole health is compromised. Meditation is the best way to experience peace, satisfaction, and real bliss. Walking up to a mountain, meditating, smelling the trees and the flowers, taking in the sun, having a good conversation with a friend about how are you feeling and how can I help you to grow better, and thus bringing more meaning to our life. Instead of going out on Saturday nights and drinking alcohol, why don't we naturally experience intoxication? Why don't we give the soul what it is looking for? Youth like creativity and new experiences. That's why they practice extreme sports. They want to feel the rush of the adrenaline. So, why can't they provide themselves with what they are looking for in a positive and healthy way? When I get angry, the first thing is just to be aware of the emotional discomfort. Generally, we just react without thinking. But because of the meditation process, the intellect starts applying a full stop to things quickly. The more I practice, the more I can reveal myself, and the more I can be aware of my thoughts, my deeds, and my reactions. I am not behaving automatically anymore. I am consciously choosing my reactions. And finally checking what I can do better. Not just getting red and blowing up all the negativity on the other person. The issue could be right or wrong, but anger is never right. Anger is always wrong. We also get to know the law of karma. If you want to get something, you need to have the seed first. So, if I want to get love, I need to give love first. If I want peace, I need to give peace first. So if one hand is moving and the other hand is quiet, then there is no sound. But if both move, then there is sound. Consciousness of every word, every thought, and reaction is the key. I always believe that if I control myself, then I'll get a very nice reward. And if I make a mistake and behave rudely with someone, I rethink upon it later and visualize how I could have made it better. We are humans, and we are forever changing. We can become like angels and leave such a positive mark on society. but it needs a lot of inner work. And Raj Yoga is the reference book for that inner work. A beautiful article by Juliana Heron Leon, Center Coordinator, Brahma Kumaris, Bogota, Colombia.